Section 5, Insurance. Let's dive into the important topic of insurance, focusing on asset protection for associations by providing adequate insurance. The Board of Directors plays a crucial role in safeguarding the assets of the association. The very first step in this protective process is to identify what the association is financially responsible for, which is referred to as the insurable interest. Determining this insurable interest involves several factors. You'll want to look at the governing documents of the association, any relevant state statutes and local ordinances, input from lenders, prudent business judgment, and even an insurance appraisal. All these elements come together to give a clear picture of what needs to be insured. Now let's talk about property insurance. This type of insurance is designed to cover the property that the association is responsible for protecting. For condominiums, it's essential to have replacement cost coverage. There are two main types of property insurance coverage you should be aware of. The first is called named peril, which only covers risks that are specifically listed in the policy. The second type is all risk, which covers any risk that isn't explicitly excluded, and it's often referred to as a special causes of loss policy. When it comes to condominium associations, it's vital to ensure that adequate property insurance is based on the replacement cost of the property. This cost must be determined by an independent insurance appraisal, and it's required to update this appraisal at least once every 3 years. Every property insurance policy issued or renewed for condominium properties must provide primary coverage for all parts of the condominium as they were originally installed, as well as for any alterations or additions made to the property. However, it's important to note what is excluded from these policies. For instance, personal property within individual units or limited common elements is not covered. This includes things like floor coverings, electrical fixtures, appliances, and even window treatments. As a unit owner, you are responsible for insuring these items as they fall outside the association's coverage. Speaking of unit owners, if you own a condominium, your residential property policy, Form 06, must include at least $2,000 in property loss assessment coverage. This coverage is crucial because it protects you against assessments made due to direct losses to the property, regardless of how many assessments are owed by all members of the association. There's a deductible of no more than $250 for each direct property loss, and the maximum amount you can be assessed for any loss is capped at your loss assessment coverage limit just before the loss occurred. When it comes to reconstruction after a casualty loss, the association typically handles this work unless otherwise authorized by statute. However, if you're a unit owner and wish to undertake reconstruction on your unit, you'll need to get prior written consent from the association board. This consent may depend on several factors, including the approval of your repair methods and the qualifications of your chosen contractor. Now, let's shift gears and talk about cooperative associations. Here, the association is responsible for insuring all cooperative property as defined by the cooperative documents. Similarly, homeowners associations provide insurance for all common property within the association. For timeshare and vacation plans, the managing entity must diligently obtain adequate casualty insurance to protect the timeshare property against foreseeable perils. Moving on to flood insurance, it's important to know that the National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, is managed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, commonly known as FEMA. Local governments and communities can participate in the NFIP by adopting floodplain management programs. This program makes flood insurance available for properties in participating areas. If you own property in a special flood hazard area, you'll need to purchase flood insurance if there is a mortgage on the property that is federally regulated. Even if your property isn't in a flood zone, you can still obtain flood insurance through an agent. Next, let's discuss association liability insurance. This type of insurance provides coverage for injuries or damages to others, such as slip and fall incidents, and it also covers the costs of defending against lawsuits that may arise from these incidents. However, there are some exclusions to be aware of, including contract completions, vehicles, and property in the care of the association. Now, let's talk about the insurance needs of directors, officers, and employees. Directors and officers can face personal liability for their actions on behalf of the association. They have a fiduciary duty to act in the best interest of the members, and this duty doesn't disappear even if members are unpaid. When someone accepts a position as a director or officer, they are presumed to know their responsibilities, and if they breach this duty, their personal assets could be at risk. To protect against this, the insurance industry offers a directors and officers liability policy, often referred to as a D&O policy, which safeguards their personal assets as long as they are acting within the scope of their responsibilities. There are two types of D&O policies: the claims made policy, which covers claims made while the policy is active, and the occurrence policy, which covers actions taken during the policy period, regardless of when the claim is made. Additionally, a fidelity bond or insurance protects against losses due to fraudulent acts by specific individuals. This is particularly important because the law requires associations to procure fidelity bonds for anyone who controls or disburses the association's funds. Controlling or disbursing funds includes anyone who signs checks and the president, secretary, and treasurer of the association. HOA members may waive the requirement for fidelity bonding on an annual basis by majority vote. Condominium and cooperative associations may not waive this requirement. Contractors may also be required to provide bonds to ensure they fulfill their obligations. A performance bond protects the association if a contractor fails to complete their work, while a payment of labor and materials bond ensures that workers and suppliers are paid. For employers not in the construction industry with four or more employees, it's mandatory to provide workers' compensation insurance. This insurance covers employees injured on the job or who contract work-related illnesses. It pays for medical expenses and lost wages. In the construction industry, all employees must be covered, regardless of the number of employees, and contractors are responsible for their subcontractors as well. If an employer fails to provide the necessary workers' compensation insurance, they could face significant penalties, including fines and potential business operation restrictions. Lastly, let's touch on individual owner or shareholder property insurance. This type of insurance serves a similar purpose to a homeowner's policy, covering personal property and providing liability coverage for losses to third parties. It also covers losses that the association's insurance might not cover. Now, regarding insurance policy information and inspection, all insurance policies provided by the association are considered official records and are available for inspection by members or their authorized representatives. This right includes the ability to make copies at a reasonable expense. If you need a certificate of insurance, which states the name of the association, the insurance company, and the coverage details, you can request this from the association. Finally, let's talk about deductibles. A deductible is the amount that either the individual or the association must pay before insurance coverage kicks in. Individual owners are responsible for their own deductibles, while cooperative and homeowners associations typically cover these through cash reserves or special assessments. For condominium associations, deductibles should align with industry standards and practices for similar communities. The board is responsible for establishing the deductible amount, and they must notify members at least 14 days before the meeting where this decision is made. It is important to note that the Department of Financial Services in the state of Florida is the state agency that regulates insurance. If there are insurance issues, contact this agency. And that wraps up our discussion on insurance. It's a complex but essential topic that plays a vital role in protecting both the association and its members. If you have any questions or need further clarification, don't hesitate to reach out to Fred. And now, let's see what you remember about association insurance by reviewing with these 11 multiple choice questions. These questions cover various aspects of insurance relevant to associations, ensuring a comprehensive understanding of the topic. 1. What is the first step in the protective process for an association's assets? A. Identifying insurable interest. B. Purchasing property insurance. C. Conducting a financial audit. D. Hiring an insurance agent. The correct answer is A. The first step in the protective process for an association's assets is identifying insurable interest. 2. Which type of property insurance covers risks that are specifically listed in the policy? A. All risk. B. Named peril. C. Comprehensive coverage. D. Liability coverage. The correct answer is B. The property insurance that covers risks that are specifically listed in the policy is called named peril. 3. How often should an independent insurance appraisal be updated for condominium associations? A. Every year. B. Every 5 years. C. Every 3 years. D. Every 2 years. The correct answer is C. An independent insurance appraisal should be updated for condominium associations every 3 years. 4. What is the minimum property loss assessment coverage required for condominium unit owners? A. $1,000. B. $5,000. C. $10,000. D. $2,000. The correct answer is D. The minimum property loss assessment coverage required for a condominium unit is $2,000. 5. Who is typically responsible for reconstruction after a casualty loss in a condominium association? A. Individual unit owners. B. The association. C. Local government. D. Insurance companies. The correct answer is B. The association is typically responsible for reconstruction after a casualty loss in a condominium association. 6. What type of insurance must cooperative associations provide for their property? A. Casualty insurance. B. Flood insurance. C. Liability insurance. D. Personal property insurance. The correct answer is A. Cooperative associations must provide casualty insurance for their property. What does the Directors and Officers Liability Policy D and O policy protect against? A. Property damage. B. Employee injuries. C. Personal liability for actions taken on behalf of the association. D. Contractor failures. The correct answer is C. The Directors and Officers Liability Policy D&O policy protects against personal liability for actions taken on behalf of the association. 8. What is required of employers in the construction industry regarding workers' compensation insurance? A. Only for full-time employees. B. For all employees, regardless of number. C. Only for subcontractors. D. Only for part-time employees. The correct answer is B. Employers in the construction industry regarding workers' compensation insurance are required to have compensation insurance for all employees, regardless of number. 10. Who is responsible for establishing the deductible amount for condominium associations? A. Individual unit owners. B. The board of directors. C. The insurance company. D. The state government. The correct answer is B. The board of directors is responsible for establishing the deductible amount for condominium associations. How do you feel about your performance on the quiz for Section 5, which covers community association insurance? If you're unsure about your answers or wish to enhance your understanding, reviewing the material is a smart choice. You can find the relevant content in your student manual, specifically on pages 157 through 170. Additionally, don't hesitate to contact Fred Gray at Gray Systems for clarification on any questions you might have. If you need help with specific concepts or topics, please feel free to reach out.